HarperCollins Publishers is one of the biggest book publishers in the country. They put out best-selling novels like Madeline Miller's The Song of Achilles, popular self-help books like a book we'll call The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F-Word by Mark Manson, and important books for young adults like Angie Thomas's The Hate U Give. But some of the workers at the company have long been frustrated with low wages and the lack of diversity on staff. So now they're on strike. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more.
On Thursday, the HarperCollins Union Instagram page posted a short video of workers and supporters marching in front of the publisher's New York City offices.
Treat your workers like you should!
It's been a long negotiation process for the approximately 250 union members. This includes people working in publicity, design, marketing, and more. All the parts of putting out a book that you usually don't see. Negotiations started in December, and they've been working without a contract since April.
Which opened us up, actually, to the ability to go on strike, because we have a no-strike, no-lockout clause in our contract.
That's Stephanie Gurdon, an associate editor at HarperCollins Children's Books and a shop steward for the union, taking a quick break from the picket line to give me a call. Gurdon says the main thing they're demanding is better wages. The minimum salary is $45,000.
I was hired in 6 years ago at $33,000. None of that is an amount you can live on in New York City, and the company is pretty adamant that people should be close enough to commute in at least like one day a week.
So the union is demanding pay starts at $50,000 a year. The publishing industry is known for not paying great salaries, and low pay makes it hard to attract employees who don't have a financial cushion beneath them. According to a recent Publishers Weekly survey, the median salary for men is $80,000, while for women, it's a little over $62,000. That same year, HarperCollins' parent company, News Corp, boasted in its Q4 earnings report that HarperCollins was bringing in record profits, though the book boom of the early pandemic has evened out recently.
We've been bending over backwards to try to find compromises in terms of negotiations that would allow us to settle without going on strike, but they're not interested in making any economic moves, and that's really where the pain point is for us.
HarperCollins didn't offer anyone up for an interview, but did send a statement that said the company has agreed to a number of proposals, but, quote, "We are disappointed an agreement has not been reached and will continue to negotiate in good faith." Gurdon says they'll stay on strike for as long as it takes. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.